program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Before we get into Ireland, I'd just like to briefly get sexist, if I may, for a second. When I was in Britain, Tommy said, you know, this was always been kind of predominantly male movement, but we finally have the mums, finally have the women. It was dangerous, so women didn't want to go to rallies and get in a punch-up, and men didn't want them to either. I don't want to spend my time protecting you and not worrying about what's going on around me. But things calmed down a bit. I think Antifa started going to jail. And now women are involved. Dude, something is going on with boomer females. I guess it's handy when they're a Karen and they're like, you shouldn't be fishing here. Okay, a lot of guys are not handling their business. And it's good to have someone call out, you know, ne'er-do-wells, lunchtime rowdies, youths, whatever they're calling them now. But the entitlement is just insane. Like, at this event on Saturday, show pictures of do you have a video of America First?
Yes.
You got to see this place. It's way the hell out. It's an hour from the city. But that's good because it means Antifa's not going to meet it there. And I'm not scared of Antifa, but I don't feel like fighting. But it is the coolest place. Whenever I go there, I go, Joe, that's the owner. I go, this place is a little drab. You considered sprucing it up a little bit? Like, one of the 5,000 things you see when you walk in there is, remember when Joe Biden wiped out on his bike? That's there, like in a corner, life size. He's got a mannequin in with like a bicycle helmet and a bike all collapsed. That's half of 1% of what is on that place. What is taking you so long?
Find a good one.
Find a good one. I sent a video going around when I was there. Tommy put a bunch up. Are you just looking on the internet?
Yeah, 1 second.
Well, did you say yes? I have one on my phone I could have sent you.
Okay.
So, what are we doing here? Hello? Oh, that's great, Sean. Thanks. Thanks for saying you had something when you didn't have it.
That's it there.
Oh, now I got to go into my stupid phone and ruin the whole show. That's the guy who owns it. Library, have you noticed your phone now finding anything is an absolute nightmare? Where have I got it now? Are you showing it while I look?
Yep.
No, you're not. You're showing a guy sitting in a chair. There we go. That's a good shot of it. Pretty over the top, huh? So anyway, we're there. And when you're doing an event, you don't want to sort of drain the chi, spoil the surprise by lounging around, especially because there was a meet and greet for him after the thing. So you want to have some oomph to the surprise. Hi, it's me. Rather than just be there in everyone's face. So we go to the green room. It's also, you want to store your chi. You don't want to be drained when you go on stage. And plus, I get nervous before shows, so I like to pace and stuff. And these women just walk in. And they're standing there, talking Tommy's ear off. I guess they're groupies, but like he's not interested. So eventually I go, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, well, sorry. She was British. I think she flew down for something. And I go, we're getting set up here. So like no one but security and, you know, people involved in the thing. Oh, right. Or here's another example. I walk up and this woman, we're in a bit of a rush. We don't know if we're going to get jumped outside the event. I mean, Tommy and I have both been attacked at events like this, pepper sprayed, everything. It's probably not going to happen way out on Long Island, but it's possible. So, you know, our head's on a swivel, and this woman just stops him. Oh, Tommy! It's like, hello, you all right? He's overly polite. Him and, like, Ezra Levant, I don't like talking to people. But I guess they both are in activism, so they're constantly networking. I'm not looking for friends. Don't approach me if you see me in public. But he'll talk to people for, like, an hour. So she bumps into him and she drops a piece of paper and he goes, oh, that's Joel's. And she goes, no, that's yours. It's your Wikipedia. I was just reading about you. I hadn't heard of you. What? Look, there's nothing wrong with not knowing who Tommy Robinson is, but why are you stopping a stranger after having just read about him on Wikipedia that you're carrying around in your hand? And she goes, you're a cute little guy. Are you in a dream? It's like lucid dreaming where you can just go up to anyone you want and slap them and take their glasses or whatever. And it's a pattern. And then talking in the audience. This other woman has her phone on. Like you're doing she's talking about girl rape and horrific stuff. I don't even know if I can say it on InfoWars, but raping young girls underneath the Pakistani flag, branding them on their buttocks, an M for Muhammad, nailing a girl's tongue to the table. The gangs there are like gangs everywhere, drugs, violence, all that stuff. They have names like the Gambinos, but also child rape. I don't know of any other world where that crime is added to normal gang life. Go talk to any biker gang in the country. That's not on their to-do list. But he's talking about stuff like that and his ringer goes off. Someone's ringer goes off. And then there was one guy, granted he wasn't a woman, he had two phones. One was filming the event. All right. Kind of uncool, but okay. And then the other, he's FaceTiming someone and talking about this loud. Yeah, we're here, there, the other. That loud. In the front row. I screamed at him. At one point, I said to someone in the audience, I can still hear talking back there. I'm going to kill your entire family. I'm going to start with your estranged cousins and old co-workers, and then move in on aunts and uncles, and you'll be the last to go. So I guess Harris already covered. How much time do we have, Sean?
We've got 16 minutes.
Oh, good. Well, we will do Ireland. Ireland is popping off. Oh, yeah. Sorry, one thing I wanted to say about May 16th. I have a funny feeling that it's going to get violent. Now, to keep Tommy out of jail, he'll have to make clear, we do not want violence, or he'll get blamed for it. But I've heard that they're saying they're not going to leave, they're not going home. They're mad. I think when you're a huge country like America, you don't see the rage of being invaded. You become like a frog boiling in oil. We don't even notice that we are losing 200 people a day to opioids, or that 20 blacks are killed by 20 blacks every day, because it's so big, you don't see it in front of you. But a smaller country like Britain, they see it. And the demonstration in September was fairly upset, but this one, they're really mad. So you better not get arrested for egging on the violence. Although Trump told them to be peaceful, and it didn't make them peaceful, right? I mean, sorry, it didn't make the media stop lynching him for promoting the violence. They call it his riot. They say he egged them on. In fact, Enrique Tarrio of the Proud Boys, the reason his sentence was so bad is because he refused to take a plea because it included blaming Trump for the violence and lying and saying that Trump told him to. If he had lied, he would have had nothing. So that'll be contentious. And now we move on to Ireland, where it's much smaller than Britain. So they are seeing this invasion. Now, it's called a fuel protest. Their fuel is about twice the price of ours. They've got to import most of it. And this war in Iran is making it worse for them. So the government should move in and take down some of these ridiculous taxes, at least temporarily, because farmers can't do their job. Truckers can't do their job. So I've always accused Ireland of being too woke. They remind me of my home country, Scotland. They hate Trump with a passion. If you wear a MAGA hat in Ireland, it's going down. But they seem to be waking up. This is like the trucker convoy, which, by the way, the trucker convoy in Canada, I think really, it was a major catalyst, and it pushed especially working class people to stand up and fight back. I don't think you could possibly overstate how valuable that convoy was. Last 24 hours, Irish patriots have shut down the nation. Truck drivers, bus drivers, and farmers have paralyzed cities with massive blockades. Even as Garda, that's the police, threatened 6 months in jail, more patriots flood the streets in defiance. Ireland is primed for revolution. You know what's insane about Ireland? Like, they have Black Lives Matter there, and blacks bitch about slavery. Irish were slaves. Irish didn't have slaves. They were slaves. They were slaves in America. There's one place you can't argue about how horrible blacks were treated, it's Ireland. So it's going down. Conor McGregor opened his restaurant, gave everyone free stuff, free food and drink. I don't know, man, this could be good. Listen to this. This was some local farmer screaming at the police, saying Michael Collins, that's the guy who sort of started Ireland, created the IRA, he said he would have shot you all with a machine gun.
betrayed the Irish people. We've betrayed this sacred land that our forefathers fought. And you can
shame. Oh, more bad words.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I don't know how they'll flew on his smile because you don't know at how least, to say.
At least my grandchildren will say he tried for Ireland. Michael Collins, if he was here, he'd have a machine gun on ye cunts.
No.
I can tell you that much. This is all over social media, and I'm telling you, the people of Ireland have enough of your traitorism.
So that's good to see. The world's waking up. Although over in Australia, I think the world is going to sleep. Have you heard this Ben Robert Smith guy? So this is down in Australia. I think we have this problem too. There's a justice crisis going on in this country. These judges that we're getting now, they haven't even graduated law school. They're like magistrates. They were a clerk, a friend. Did you see this? Go to 4 or 5. I was talking about this guy last week. This random criminal is appointed a judge. What are the criteria here? Pennsylvania ex-con, 27, who's been jailed 3 times, turns over a new leaf to become state's youngest ever judge. And, you know, here in New York, the NYPD, they'll settle a $5 million suit because the all-black jury is going to make it $20 million, $200 million, just out of tribalism. They don't care about justice. Juries are totally polluted in this country. Look at Alex Jones. Look at that case. Look at Tommy Robinson. So this is a Western problem. We invented justice, really, with the Magna Carta. We used to be at the top of the heap. Now we're drifting into third world levels of justice. So don't separate England, Ireland, and Australia from us. So this guy's a war hero, Ben Robert Smith, right? This is up to 3-6, Sean. And Australia was in Afghanistan. They put up these billboards all over Afghanistan in Arabic saying, did our gods do any war crimes? If so, let us know. Yes. Wait, that's 3-6?
There's a tweet above it. Do you want them to see the text?
No. Well, maybe.
Okay.
Go to 3-7 then.
Okay.
Because that's a good response to it. So he's accused of shooting an unarmed man. Look, war is hell. I'm sorry. He's also accused of Sparta-ing some guy. He was awarded the Victoria Cross for a single island. I talked to him last week, right?
Yep.
I spoke to an Afghan veteran who told me that the Australian government literally paid for billboards in Afghanistan, offering to pay random Afghans to come forward with war crime allegations. So look at this guy. He looks like a superhero, right? And so this happened 15 years ago. There's zero proof, but they say, well, a lot of his fellow Green Berets, whatever, special services guys, have testified against him. Yeah. Go to 3-6. Who exactly and what exactly did they say?
But I think what did it was the 21 former SAS and serving SAS soldiers that served with him that gave evidence against him.
Yeah, 21 of Ben Robert Smith's mates came out against him. That means he has to be guilty. That's sort of the argument that's being floated around, that because 21 SAS guys came out against Ben Robert Smith, you know, he must be guilty. We must take 21 guys' side against Ben Robert Smith. But that's not actually what happened. A lot of these guys didn't voluntarily come forward with testimony. They were coerced into doing so, either in the Brereton report or in the defamation trial where they were subpoenaed. And in actual fact, many of them didn't want to testify. In that defamation trial, one of the lead journalists there from Nine said, the great majority of these witnesses were subpoenaed by us and they didn't want to be here. They don't want to help us. And then a soldier from the same trial said in court, I still don't agree with the fact that Ben Robert Smith is here under extreme duress for killing bad dudes we went over there to kill. It's like this idea that's floating around of like 21 SAS guys being unable to sleep at night and just saying, oh, got to go and show the world what Ben Robert Smith did. It's not the full story. But the full story is even more clouded than that because the prosecutor doesn't really have much more evidence than this. They've gone on record to say that it's really just the testimonies they're relying on. And that could get you past the line in a defamation case. But in a criminal case, which is what we are now going to be in with Ben Robert Smith, that has to be beyond reasonable doubt. If all you're going off is testimonies and no like physical evidence, no autopsies, fragment analysis, whatever it is, it's going to be very hard to prove there's no other explanation or alibi, etc. And maybe the AFP or the special investigator, whatever have some secret evidence they haven't alluded to at all yet. But fundamentally, Ben Robert Smith is innocent until proven guilty. And what a lot of people aren't picking up on is the level of witch hunting that is being done against him, particularly by...
We get it. 3-8. I'm going to bring this back to America. I'm always self-conscious here when I talk to Americans about any other country because they always roll their eyes. And I'm the same way about the non-West. I couldn't care less about a mudslide in Sri Lanka, but we're all interlinked. And I'm going to show you why in a second. That's them arresting him. Now, it doesn't really make sense to blur his face. He's everywhere. Go to 3-9. They said he kicked Ali Jan in the chest, sending him falling backwards over a cliff before he landed on the ground. They said that he ordered another soldier to shoot him dead. They say he was involved in the death of Afghan nationals. The victims were not taking part in hostilities at the time of their murder. I don't know. You sent him to go kill people and you don't like the way he killed people. And you really hunted for examples of that. We're out of Afghanistan. It was a complete disaster. We deeply regret going there. We deeply regret Syria. We deeply regret Iraq. But as of today, Iran's just fine. Thanks. So go to 4-1. So that's far away, right? It's a good 20-hour plane ride away. It doesn't concern me. Well, Tommy Robinson is a 6-hour plane ride away. That's as close as the Canadian border. Montreal's 6 hours away from here. We're getting closer. So what is this here?
April 5th, 2016.
Oh, yeah, this is intense.
This is an idyllic Southern California spring day. As I'm walking out to take the kitchen garbage out, I turn around the corner and pass a big white windowless van. All of a sudden, the door swings open and this tall, uniformed guy steps out and he has a piece of paper in his hands and he says, "Are you David DeLeiden?" And he says, "I'm with the California Department of Justice. We have a search warrant for your home." And he hands me the warrant. And I think to myself, oh gosh, you know, what's going to happen next? So about 5 or 6 California DOJ agents started stomping through my apartment. The other 5 of them standing on the lawn outside. Some of them were armed with AR-15s. Some of them had canine dogs with them. They had come for me. In 2013, I began and orchestrated an almost 3-year-long, very in-depth, comprehensive investigative journalism study about the harvesting and trafficking of body parts from late-term abortions. There's multiple violations and multiple issues that you very quickly start to learn about when you look into it. There's the basic problem of selling body parts, where you're basically creating a system, creating transactions, creating business relationships that incentivize the objectification and the destruction of human beings in order to keep the business going. So for about 30 months, we went undercover with the explicit purpose of partnering with some of the biggest Planned Parenthood abortion clinics in the country to send their technicians in, harvest body parts from the abortions that were being done that day, and then package up the parts and ship them off to different customers all around the country, sometimes around the world. In July of 2015, we began to release the undercover video series. I had been hoping that this was something that would, you know, that would maybe generate 100,000 views or something. Instead, what happened was even bigger than I could have imagined. Within less than a week, we had close to 3 million views on YouTube of the first video and multiple congressional committees announcing that they were launching federal investigations of Planned Parenthood's involvement in fetal trafficking and fetal experimentation. The truth got out there. And the words of Planned Parenthood's own leadership describing their organization's participation in these activities went viral and was being publicized for the whole world to see. Looking back on it from the information that we know now, I now know what was going on was that Kamala Harris, at the explicit instruction of Planned Parenthood, had targeted me and me alone among all undercover video news gatherers in the state of California to enforce the California video recording law against me and to punish me for speaking the truth about her powerful campaign donors at Planned Parenthood.
Okay, so we get the idea that that's worth looking into. They harassed him. They almost killed him. They tried to jail him. And it was all for speaking truth to power, as the left keeps saying. And yes, that was 2013. This is James O'Keefe's life. This is why he says, my price is my life. This is what he does for a living. Live that guy's terror. Took 11 years defending himself over one story. This is what they do. People who hold them accountable. Nobody is held accountable because the people who have the power to do so are afraid of the retaliation. Dave is different. His love of the truth. And then it says, final charge dismissed about against David Daledon for exposing Planned Parenthood. So that's April 2nd. And this, he released this information, began his investigation, 2013. Over 10 years of persecution for this guy. So while we mock Australia and mock Ireland and mock Britain as being totalitarian states and we're free here, we're not. Look at, and there's two-tier justice here. Look at this, 4-3. Apparently, if you're a person of color and you vote Democrat, you can run over cops. That's perfectly reasonable. Shit, boss, don't need no commentary. He's a good deke on that guy, huh? Yeah. Very athletic. So, in Charlotte, North Carolina, woman rams cop with car, gets $3,000 bond, leaves jail, gets indicted for assault, deadly weapon, still no jail. Same woman rams second man with car 3 weeks later, gets $10,000 bond, leaves jail, currently walking free. So what is the pattern here? We have two-tier justice. We don't prosecute blacks because it's embarrassing, and they vote Democrat. And when they're on a jury, 4-4, we don't get justice. So we have a justice problem in the Western world, and it's just as bad here as it is everywhere else. Oh, this case was grim. I mean, you've seen this one, I assume, right?
You got 1 minute, just so you know.
Zoom out?
Yeah.
I will keep it light when I come back. Jury trials don't work because they no longer trials of our justice-minded peers, but rather ethnic headcounts that are determined by the in-group preference of the jurors. Particularly black and Hispanic jurors show a notable tendency to side with their ethnic group against the evidence of the case in an interracial one. I read, too, that whites tend to overcorrect and be harder on white perps because they don't want to show bias, whereas the tribalism works the normal way with everyone else. And the common thread here, too, is look at the victims. Like, while everyone's calling Tommy Robinson a Zionist and a Jew lover and all that, he's out there trying to stop girls getting raped in Britain, and they are getting raped to the tune of thousands. That child was murdered, and the jury went soft on him because of tribalism. Half the time, the judges are black, and they feel like they have to protect a brother. That seems to be the pattern, I'm afraid. So I don't know what we do about this. We've got to reboot the justice system in the Western world.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get Ultra Methylene Blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your Ultra Methylene Blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there. Ah! Yeah!